the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision Bill Fisher. There's soon to be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, our Captain Marvel, head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuck, and our Batman, master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission? To fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes and Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes and Training Podcast. I'm going to be one of the hosts for this episode. My name is Bill. Who else is hosting?
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Jen.
And we're tired.
We are very tired.
Just look at that video. You guys aren't exactly ready to go run some more. So anyway, we had a busy weekend. What did we do? What did we do?
We did an HPDE at NJMP, New Jersey Motorsports Park, with NASA Northeast. And it was the first one of the season. Shaking out a lot of cobwebs. Stretching our legs.
Miss Jen, how was your first day on track for 2022?
It was great. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome, awesome. We're going to save
it for you.
I only got on track to help with my students, so it was fun. We had a good time. I had good students this weekend. I had two different students on each day, one each day, and then I tried to help the two of you. One of them that was successful, one not so much.
Never ever going to live this down. I knew I should never have gotten in the car with you. It'll be a forever story.
Yep. Anyway, so Miss Jen, you came to the event. You were in HPDE too.
Yes.
You were in your Toyota Miata. Not tired at all.
Toyota, whatever.
That's always the answer, right? Anyway, you were in your 2019 Mazda Miata with regular street tires, which were different than what you normally have. Did you notice?
I didn't notice.
Yes, you did.
The car was much looser. They were, but I wouldn't have known like the difference between, like, that's what they would have supposed to have been like on the track. So, yeah, I mean, it felt different. It's just,
you wouldn't have known because you didn't set up the tires. So,
right. Yeah.
It just felt different to you and you noticed, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. How many, did you have any instructors in the car besides me?
No, I did not.
Oh, nope. That's terrible. Terrible. What a wasted weekend.
No, it wasn't a wasted weekend.
What do you mean it wasn't a wasted weekend?
Well, you got in the car a few times and it was extremely helpful.
Oh, was it?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, tell me more about how good I am.
I felt like you really kind of honed in on where I needed to focus and I realized that I probably needed like landmarks more than anything. So once I got a few of those corners that I was struggling with, and the landmark, that was very, very helpful for me, going around again and again, but yeah.
So we were at New Jersey Motorsports Park. We were on the Lightning track, which is
the little track,
little track, especially in the winter when it's cold and shrinks. Anyway, look at the track map. It's an inside joke. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't. But Miss Jen, Miss Jen, how's HPDE2 treating you?
HPDE2.
Nobody's tired at all on this podcast, people. This is top energy.
Was fine, actually. It wasn't bad this time when I was there. You go to these things and it just, you know, the downloads really aren't, I don't know. It's just kind of everybody pointing everybody and saying you did this, you did that. But it wasn't bad. Like, it, you know, there was no aggressiveness. It was very cordial. There's really not any instruction. Of course, I missed the morning meeting, which they called, I don't know, half an hour, 40 minutes early than what the the sheet had said for some reason. I don't know. I didn't hear them do an over, I guess, call. But anyway, not that, you know, it really mattered, because it's all pretty redundant, you know, if you've done it several times. So
you've done HPD too a few times.
Many times, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, the track time was fine. The people were fine too, yeah.
So Saturday weather was
beautiful. Uh-huh. Absolutely beautiful. It was a gorgeous day. It was just a tad bit windy, but it was nice and warm. But yeah, the sun was out. It's a gorgeous day, which was pleasantly surprising, because I think Jim, my husband, had looked the night before and it was saying hail. So
we said
not
no
only
to that.
Did it not rain, we didn't get any hail. So it all was a plus.
Exactly. Miss Vicky, we had a bit of a preparation kerfluffle on our end.
Yeah. So just a real quick, you know, we've been working on this Honda Civic, and just I think the day when we were getting ready to load, I couldn't get it to start. The day before I had to get it to load, I couldn't get it to start. It didn't run great, but we were still kind of ironing things through with it. So I had good friends, Alex and Matt. They just volunteered to come over at 3 o'clock in the morning. They showed up at the hangar and worked till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the day that we were leaving to get this started. I worked till 11 o'clock at night the night before Alex had come in. And we got the car started. Still not exactly sure. We're thinking it's a fuel issue. But I think it's a couple issues, and I think it's not that anything is broken, it's just not set up right somewhere along the lines. So regardless, I don't know what I was thinking, but we end up getting it started, got it on the trailer and hit the road. And I'm just thinking, okay, well, I'll just take this Civic out and we'll take it for a drive, and then we'll start chipping away on things. You know, the arrogance in myself at this point, the audacity of my thought process, I was quickly humbled. And of course,
you were a little overtired.
Yes, I was.
From a long week or two, and I was not getting in the way of that train.
No, no. And it's best, because every time Bill suggested something, I'm like, just don't talk. Because let me think. And the thing was, is that it was the first time of the season. I know the track rats were out there, and they had offered to take a look at my my sway bar hookup, because they wanted to see if I had any reinforcements on my frame for it on the axle or whatever. So I figured, well, when they come over, they could just take a quick look at it. But then I just realized that Dylan over there, he had done a swap about 2 weeks before, and he was instructing. So I didn't want to ask him anything, because I mean, the man was a busy man, but I appreciate him offering to come over, take a look. It just didn't really work out for us. So we had
Alex and Matt come to the hangar for in person. Then we had whatever that show, I Want to Be a Millionaire. We had the phone of friends. We had Alan and Chris.
Yes.
And then we had EJ2 track rat on site for the race.
Dylan Brennan. Yep. Yeah.
And so how'd the Honda perform this weekend on the track?
Well, it didn't get on the track, but I was
she
doing.
She looked really pretty sitting there.
She did, though. She did look pretty. So, you know, with the car, I was doing bookwork. I was taking advice. I was trying to do the troubleshooting. And the one thing I realized when I was there, and it was mental work at this point, because I was trying to assist in the diagnosing, and then I had to find the area. So I had to research the areas and where those areas were that people were asking me to double check, and then back into the books again, and then back onto YouTubes again. And I spent a lot of Saturday doing that, which burned me out between that and the racing. And I think I just kind of crashed and burned at around 3 o'clock. Not that I didn't have a good night's sleep. I just think that I was just really wound up because of the car. And I think at the end of Saturday, you just walk up to me and just said, listen, just put the car away and just focus on driving, which everything improved after that. So I was hitting above my pay grade on that one. My skill set wasn't quite there.
The best of intentions, though.
Yeah, it wasn't just changing and switching out broken parts. It was diagnosing and trying to get it all to work together well. And it wasn't.
So what did you end up driving, my dear?
I ended up driving the is it the BMW? What year is it again? It was so many.
2004 E46M3.
2004, yeah. And we have cars that have all different dates on them, so I'm just trying to remember which goes. So 2004, yeah, E46 M3. More power than I was used to.
You have driven it before, though, not the first time.
I have. And what I did notice, I don't know if you experienced this, Jennifer, but I just think being idle all winter, when you're first out on the track, I really kind of had to work up to that sensation of speed again.
Yeah.
Because it was a little bit too much too fast for me. So I would say by Sunday, I mean, I think I am back to where I was.
Data disagrees. Well, we'll talk about that later. It disagrees in a good way, if that makes you feel less cranky.
Okay.
Okay. So Jennifer and her ND Miata did well on Saturday. I went out with her at least once, maybe twice. It was hard because I was juggling students. And Miss Jen, how did your Sunday start?
My Sunday started... Well, I went off track.
Nope. Before that?
Oh, I moved up into three.
That's right, baby. Welcome to HPD 3-4, Miss Jennifer.
Yes.
That's so right.
I moved up into three on Sunday, which I'm really glad I did. I know Bill has said that I've been ready to go to three for a long time, but I needed to be in three, and I feel very, very comfortable in three. So, it was nice. It was good.
So it's back to having the Wilson sisters in the same HPDE group.
And that made your day so much easier.
No, it was awesome.
You had more times on your wristband.
Yep. So the layout of this weekend was, it was not a racing weekend. It was a shakedown weekend, HPD weekend, and comp school weekend.
Warm up weekend.
So HPD one, I had a student both days. HPD two, I had a student one day. HPD three, I had a student one day. HPD four, runs with three, and instructors were broken out into their own group. So the only time I wasn't on track was during comp school. So I was busy, and I got my steps in this weekend. That's all I'm saying. My steps are good. So let's see. We didn't have our usual preparedness under control. We didn't really have our telemetry under control this weekend until Sunday. We started doing a little bit. Saturday was kind of a wash. So how did you guys look at the weekend as a whole? We're going to try to keep this one short this weekend because everybody's beat.
I felt this weekend for me was extremely successful.
Whatever that word is.
Whatever that word is. Sorry, I'm so tired. I moved up. I thought my times were pretty good. I felt very comfortable. I mean, there's still, things I certainly need to work on. But overall, like even going off, I went off track twice this weekend, and there wasn't any of the panic or the anxiety or anything that came with that. Like it was, oh, okay.
Why did you, let's go into why you went off.
Oh, I turned late.
Both times.
Trying to think. Oh, no, the one time I, or the second time I turned early.
Mm-hmm.
First time I turned late.
I honked at
you.
It was,
I know you did.
It was early. You turned in early both times.
That I did it as soon as I did it. So, mm-hmm. like, it was just one of, you know, it's just one of those things. You're in
just
it.
Just warm it up, you know.
Just got to ride it out, see what happens. But, you know, I went off track and then I went right back on track. So it's not like I sat in the field forever. So, yeah.
So, Miss Jennifer, on less competent tires, you improved by several seconds this weekend.
Couple.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Miss Vicky, how about your weekend? How was your weekend as a whole?
Well, as a whole, I gotta say it wasn't my best work. I gotta tell you, I think I was irritable going into the weekend as it was because I was tired.
I'm gonna hurt my neck by shaking my head up and down.
I know it started rocky. It started rocky, but I think it finished off well.
It did. You also improved by several seconds.
Yes.
Nicely done. Did.
Thank you.
You almost hit the threshold of the where when John set up the car for us, he said, you should be able to, if you're driving well, get below this number. And you missed it by like 3/10 of a second.
Yeah. I think I did. Was it 120?
120 flat. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which was good. I think by the end of the weekend, I had done that. But also, I think I was just warmed up on Sunday and getting more comfortable in the car. And I wasn't thinking too much of stuff that was going on in the paddock.
Focus.
Yeah, my focus was definitely divided on Friday, you know.
Even Saturday.
Well, that's what I meant on Saturday. I'm sorry, on Saturday. So... yeah.
It's like herding tired cats here. Anyway, highlight of the weekend, ladies.
Jennifer coming into three was my highlight.
Me coming into three. That was a highlight of mine.
Very well.
Yeah.
All right. Good, bad, and the ugly. And what did we learn?
The good was I went into three. The bad was I went off track.
That's not bad.
The ugly, it wasn't bad, but you know, obviously the goal is to keep it on track. But I learned what I did wrong as soon as I did it, and I didn't panic, and I just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, there was no ugly.
Okay.
Ugly.
Well, the tent rolling back in Saturday night during the rainstorm was a little ugly.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
What happened?
We have a sensor on our RV. I thought Jim rolled the awning in from the RV, and we had stuff sitting out on the table. And it rained, and thinking that the awning, it would be fine out there, even if we did get some rain. Little did I know that there's a sensor on the awning that when the wind gets too high, it just automatically comes in. So my helmet happened to be out there. Mm-hmm.
Next to a electric tower.
Yes.
So, great place.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. So it dried out very quickly and it was fine by the time I even went out that morning. So.
Ms. Vicky.
Well, the good was Jen coming into three. That was pretty awesome. Also, jumping up 6 seconds by Sunday in my driving, which was really good. Bad, you know, Bill and I still can't be in a car together. I'm trying, but I'm thinking that it would be I was thinking about this. If Bill is going to be in the car with me, it can't be my first run out. You know, I think I have to get to a warm up point and get comfortable and get the driving ready. And then like maybe after lunch, have them come in and then start doing instruction because, you know, the first thing in the morning, I'm like, just stop talking because you're chattering too much. And the coffee hasn't really kicked in. And I was irritated about the car.
You're the first student to tell me no. I was like, okay, thanks.
Okay. And the ugly was just all the trouble that we had with the Civic getting there. You know, there was a lot of hands on the car. And, you know, just my frustration level with it. You know,
what did we learn?
What did we learn? That there's still more work to do with the car. That, you know, what I did learn is that I have a great support team for this car. I did learn that. I'm trying to think what else I learned this weekend. The other thing I learned this weekend is to make sure that if I'm going to have an instructor in the car, it's just to make sure that it's later and after I get warmed up.
I think you can, I can instruct you from the left seat, but you do not want me in the right seat.
Well, I think that, I don't think it's that. I think that when we were out on the track, there was just, for me, and it may work for other people, but it didn't work for me so much, is that there was just constant talking and constant chatter, and it was kind of pulling me away from my focus instead of just, you know, I think when we go through, it's just like, okay, here you just want to keep left and then stop and then, you know, but I think it was just constant and I wasn't focusing, and I was cold in the sense of getting on the track first time of the season, first time in the seat, in a long time in the BMW. It's not my normal car. So I think I had a bunch of stuff going against me, and I felt when we were in the car, I felt like I was pushing my limit first time out there, and I shouldn't have been doing that. I should have just been warming up for the first time in the season. Okay. So, yep.
All right. I'll do a quick review of the students. I had a student, I'm not going to name names in case they do not want to be disclosed. I had a student on Saturday. It was his first time on track. Did really well. He probably has the skills enough to be an HPDE 2. He doesn't have the experience on track. So it was his first time out. I think a few more days, he'll be fine. He hasn't had enough exposure to mistakes and errors and recovering from them. So that would be my only concern. He did really, really well. Probably one of the best I've seen as far as a first day driver on track. So really well done. Second day, I had a different student. His car that he intended to bring did not cooperate. So he brought plan B. I think that kind of threw him off a little bit to start the day. Really conservative to start the day, but gradually progressed and started to feel much more control. I think he's got good potential for becoming an excellent driver. I think he needs some more time as well. It's just his first day and he only got one day out there, but did really well. Had a couple of hiccups with the car. Not quite sure what it was. It was almost like a nanny intervention that was really weird in a weird spot. So is what it is. Good day. Had two good students. Well, three good students, Jen, and then I had a fourth student. Had three good students, and it's too easy. Can't help it. Can't help it. Hmm. Any aha moments from the weekend?
I just felt like comfortable and a lot faster this time. Like, I just, being the first time in the season, I thought that maybe I would hold back more than what I did, but it seemed easier. Mm-hmm. So, and smoother. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I guess I surprised myself a bit. Because I didn't feel like I was holding back as much as I normally would or thought that I would.
Mm-hmm. You also got your first trophy, too. Sort of. Trophy.
Yes. Yeah. Lost the running board.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked over that running board. They're just clips that popped off. So yeah. We have those. Nothing's broken on it.
Running board on the Miata came off when one of our safari trips. It was okay though. It was fun. Yeah. She always goes off, so it's my side. So that's good. I guess. Her side's fine. My side, screw you, Bill. Anyway, Miss Vicky, any ahas for you?
I did not. Leading up to it, I changed the fuel filter on the car and I realized that it's really not that difficult to do that.
Change a bunch of things on that car.
Yeah.
In the 48 hours going in.
Yeah, I did a lot of work on the way into that. But no, I can't say that at the track that I have any aha moments. You know, I just was really just trying to shake off winter. Mm-hmm. For me, and just bringing it back up. I didn't realize, and I mentioned it before, I didn't realize how stagnant my sensory became over the winter.
Can you explain that a little bit? Because it's a good topic for us to get into.
Well, okay. So as an example, we lived in Hawaii for a couple years. Okay. I'm just the example. And the island is very slow. It's a slow pace. Everything is just meandering. And when I came back to the United States, and it was mainland, we had gone into IKEA, and the sensory overload that I had with all the movement, how fast everybody was going, all the lights, all the stuff, it became an overload for me. And that's what it felt like when I was on the track inside the car, when I was not comfortable with the speeds that I normally had driven. So I really, for a couple hours and a couple sessions, I really had to work up to that. And by the end, I was doing like 120, 125. But before then, 80 and 90 seemed like I was really, really fast. And I was trying to do my skills that I was working on. I felt too soon. So I really had to get comfortable for a couple sessions, just because I haven't been at that speed for months. So that was a kind of a surprising thing for me this time around.
How did you solve that problem?
I just kept increasing my skill set. I kept just seat time, honestly. It was just seat time, and then pushing a little bit more. And by the end, I was rotating the back end, pushing the tires to limits. And of course the apex came back in and kind of gave me some grounding at the same time. But I think also the first times around, I wasn't using the apex. I think I just kept increasing. I just seat time,
Your eyes.
Yeah. I was looking up too. Yeah, I was really working on that too. But this time around, I wasn't really working on a set of skills. I was just getting comfortable being behind the wheel again this weekend, I have to say. And just focusing again on looking at the turn-ins instead of looking at the paddles. But, I just made a choice that this was not the weekend I'm going to go crazy and try to do my best. I'm just going to get comfortable behind the wheel again.
Mm-hmm. Miss Jen, what are you going to work on next time you get there?
My turns.
What do you mean?
Because my speed isn't matching where I need to turn. So, I need to turn earlier.
Maybe we're gonna talk about that, because I got one little section we're gonna add for you, Miss Vicky. What are you going to work on next time?
I'm going to work on my brake zones. In the terms of that, again, it was not focusing on the paddles on the left-hand side or the numbers and just focusing on my turn-ins. And then, I don't think about not so much as going as fast as I can, but trying to make that braking area later instead of earlier, like I'm used to. I'll increase. Well, just pushing it more, pushing my braking more and start getting comfortable and kind of desensitizing myself in that brake zone of braking later. than, say, for instance, coasting in or coming to a fancy footwork at the end. So I'm still working on that. And then the other thing too is working on my rebs, trying to keep them up between seven, in the seven area before I shift. That was one thing that I was really, if anything, this week is what I was really focusing on. I realized I was shifting too low. So positioning of my shifting, my rebs and my brake zones.
Captain's log supplemental.
Once you start racing, you'll start to know that the more information your driver can have, the better. One of the things that we've found is that the Sentinel system allows you to be able to not only get your driver the information that they need, but also be able to share the information with the pit and anybody who's got internet availability. You can integrate your AIM data. You can integrate the driver tag, as in who is the driver in the car. You can also integrate in your standings and who is ahead or behind of you into the dash, as well as be able to see flag statuses in case there's a yellow flag or a red flag or a black flag. Hopefully none of those, but they do happen. This was developed by a fellow racer, former guest, James Candelaria, and he is seeing a lot of people using it in the SCCA, WRL, AER, and we are doing demos at our paddocks whenever we are at the track. It could be at a race or it could be at an HPD. If you're interested and want to come in and see how it is, we can give you a demo. And if you find that it's something that would be helpful to your racing, please use our discount code, which will save you 10% on anything that you buy. And it is creatively GHIT, G-H-I-T, for Garage Heroes and Training. So hopefully you will find that the Sentinel system is as useful for your racing as we have found it for ours. All right. So I drove with Jen Saturday, and I think I went out with you Sunday. I'm pretty sure I did, at least once. Maybe not as much on Sunday. So Jennifer made some huge advances this weekend. And this is not only during the weekend, but between the last time she was here and this time, which was November through now. So apparently she's been practicing on the streets of Delaware. So we got to worry about her, but that's okay. So there came a point in my racing where it doesn't feel like you're doing any better, but you are. And sometimes you'll make big jumps. And the big jump is the time where you have to be cautious because you've made a big jump, but you don't know you've made a big jump. And the big jump requires you to change several things. It changes where your brake points are, how hard you brake, where your turn in points are. And it also changes how much speed you're carrying through the turn. Like Jennifer, your speed through turn one at New Jersey went up by 7 miles an hour from your previous times. And what happens is if you're not extra cautious, it happened to me and I started going off a lot more because you don't realize that you're not doing the same thing and the same things, same driving points.
See, you just explained that so much better than I was trying to.
Well, we're going to get you there. Don't worry. So the differences between what you're actually doing and what you perceive you're doing are quite large, and you can get yourself in trouble because you don't think something changed when it actually did, which is one of the reasons why we like the data that we do, right? So we get to look at it, we get to see these things. So what I think you could do, in addition to what we talked about over the weekend, is next time let's take extra attention and focus on the sounds of the tires, because I think you were focused on the inputs of you and the car, but not necessarily all the information we could take, because there's an information overload. You have to, just walking around the world, you have to limit what your brain processes. And I think we just have to be cognizant of that. And that will help you stay on the good side of the limit as opposed to the bad side of the limit. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Good. So
good.
How about you, Bill? Tell us about your good, bad, ugly.
My students were great. I had two first day ever racetrack students, and that's always interesting, sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. This was two in a good way, so that was great. Both of them were conservative as opposed to, you know, having to reel them back in. You almost have to work with them to move up. Bad. There was something bad that happened. What was it? Oh, EJ2 Trek Rat got into a little bit of fender damage during one of the late sessions.
Really?
And yeah, so I think his car is fine. I just think it's fenders, but you know, TBD. Mm-hmm. He's been pulling lots of hours, and he just finished a 2-week engine swap, not same engine, but engine change. So that's an amazing amount of work. And he looked a little withered. Good to see him out on the track though. And he was also instructing and also trying to beat up his car and also trying to see what was going on. Plus he was helping in comp school. So his weekend was challenging. We'll go with that. Good, bad, ugly. No real ugly. I mean, we had Jen's helmet get wet. That's not great. The Civic not getting out was kind of 50-50 expected, so that's not ugly. I think the weekend as a whole went well. I mean, ugly is what we had to do to get everything ready and then not have it be ready. And then I left from the track and drove to Huntsville, Alabama for a meeting, and then driving back from Huntsville, Alabama. So that I'm going with my schedule was ugly.
Yeah, you were pretty beaten up. You had to come back and take a nap in the truck.
I did. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. Instructing's tricky in terms of time management, especially if you pick up extra students or want to drive with friends. I think you two being in the same group will cut my extra instructing down.
I'm so happy Jen's in my group.
That's right.
Again.
So I have to apologize to Robin for what he's about to receive.
You know, I do have to say that NASA this week in three, they were a really good group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, as the group goes three and four, there was no drama, which is great. What I really enjoyed about this particular group this time around is that there was a lot more complimenting people on their driving and what they did right instead of what they did wrong.
Mm-hmm. And that makes such a big difference.
It does make
difference.
A difference, being called out on what you did right.
Didn't point me by.
Yeah, so I was really happy about how it went. And of course, after each group meeting, people have come up to us and then offered us suggestions about on the track, which was great also. Just little hints and tips and tricks and things. So, good group for NASA Northeast Group 3 and 4 this weekend. Good job, guys.
We had a few people who knew us from the podcast, which was kind of always shocking.
That was surprising.
So I only had two at the urinal, so I consider that a win.
No, that was nice. That was surprising.
That's awesome. Awesome. Gave away lots of stickers, gave away some swag.
Yeah.
So next event, ladies, Jennifer, you're out for a little bit.
Yeah.
We got Lime Rock. We got Lime Rock coming up, Miss Vicky, next 1 week from today. We're going for our car control clinic.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Maybe I'm going to the car control clinic.
It's a Honda that has to get done, and the Honda is not right. So I think, honestly, I think I tried to back out of this, and Bill signed us up. I think there was a miscommunication because...
You backed up after I had signed us up. So
I did mention it before. You just didn't realize that I had mentioned it before. Okay.
Did you say something? What?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Then after that, I've got a race in pit race with AER. My first AER. Should be fun. Mm-hmm. And then the week after that, we show up at pit race again.
I know.
I might as well just stay.
I know, right?
No.
I gotta get our trailer for the race. Get us
our
all
RV.
Set up. Our RV.
Yes.
Yeah. I got some stuff we gotta do. Alan's coming in tomorrow to work on the car, which would be awesome. And then I think our big plan is to get this Honda Fit off the lift we're gonna spend an hour on it and see where we are in an hour. And then we're gonna start working on the Civic.
Is that hour like 6 10-minute tidies or is it?
No. The 10-minute tidies. So that's how our garage works, guys. If you start losing stuff in your garage, we call it 10-minute tidies, and everybody stops what they're doing and just spends like 10 minutes just straightening up, and then you find whatever you're looking for, and everything's back to the way it was. 10-minute tidies.
I agree with everything you said, except for everything's back the way it was, because every time I go in there,
yeah.
It's not close. No, but anyway.
But yeah. That's where we're at with it.
All right. Ladies, you guys did great. You set some new records for yourself. You're going to challenge yourself the next time we go to this track. It should be fun. Miss Jen, when do you think we're going to see you again? We're going to do some HPDEs before New Jersey. I hope. I hope so too.
Yeah, there's something in. I have to look, see what we got. We got May, right? Something in May.
Got all of May. We just didn't get a response from your sister. Maybe we should talk to her.
Yep. It's good.
Yep. All right, ladies, thank you for staying awake long enough to record this. We've been trying to get this done, and you guys were overdone. So,
always
fun. And thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.